Welcome to Heart of the Home. I'm Claire Cameron. Overwhelmed mums and women sick of just getting through your days, join me for adventures in decluttering, organising and simplifying our lives with a little woo and a lot of love. Are you ready? Hello and welcome to From the Heart of the Home. I am your host, Claire Cameron, and in today's episode, I'm going to be exploring decluttering a little bit more. Following on from last week's episode, I had a lot of feedback in my Facebook group that people actually want specific instructions on where to start, not just get started. And I totally get that because I know that just telling you to pick a drawer can be completely overwhelming because which drawer? So I've decided to put together a little bit of a series, and in each episode I'm going to give you just one thing, one place to declutter, one little space, area. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do so that you can start to build your confidence in decluttering and start seeing some results and see what a difference it makes to your life. And once you start, I'm pretty sure you're going to get on the roll and really get on the decluttering bandwagon. So I'm going to start with the kitchen because, as you probably heard me say many, many times, the kitchen is the heart of the home. And for want of a better analogy, we don't want clogged arteries in our home. We want a clear, calm space. It's the center of our home. It's the gathering place. It's the place where we spend a lot of time. So we want it to be clear. We want it to be a space that has everything that we need and nothing more. A place that doesn't stress us out. A place where cooking food for our family is easy and enjoyable. So that's where we're going to start. So today I'm going to give you one simple thing to do, and that is we're going to tackle your teacups and coffee mugs. Now I know these things are going to seem very simple, and that's because it is really simple. But again, we complicate things so much. So teacups. It was about this time last year, I did something really drastic, and I got rid of probably 80% of my teacups and mugs. I had a full set of teacups, taking up pretty much my entire cupboard above my kettle and toaster. And I use them maybe like once a year, very, very rarely. And I have them because, you know, everybody needs teacups and saucers, right? Yeah, not if you don't use them. And I feel like that's the trap that we fall into with a lot of things, that we're told that we need to have these things to be a good person. Not to be a good person, but, you know, to have your house set up properly, to be a proper grown-up, you need to have teacups and saucers. So I decided that that wasn't me. We have a beautiful set of four teacups and saucers that we were given as a wedding gift. So of course they stayed, but that's all I need. Like occasionally, on the occasion that I actually use teacups and saucers, I don't think I've ever used more than four. So out went the teacups and saucers. And the same happened with my mugs. So I had a set of mugs that I bought when I moved out of home like 10 years ago. My taste was very different when I was 23. And I didn't like them. I never used them. Every time I looked at them, I thought they were a bit ugly. So I got rid of them. So my challenge for you today is to declutter your teacups, saucers, and coffee mugs. I want you to get all of them out of the cupboard, lay them out on the bench. If there's anything chipped or broken or cracked, throw it straight in the bin. Don't try and repair things, just get rid of it. Then I want you to Take out the ones that are your absolute favourites. Put them in a section. Now, what are you left with? My ideal is having one cup for each person in your family and then two spares. So that is what I have lived with for over a year now, and I have never had an occasion where I've needed more. Now, if you entertain a lot, then of course, do what works for you. That is my key with all of this, is do what works for you. But don't feel like because, you know, you go into Myer and you see a set of however many, it comes as a set, that you have to have an entire set. You only have to have what works for you. So for me, that was just six. The rest of them are donated. So one little step that you could take between to test if it's going to work for you is to just put back one for each member of your family and two spares, and then put the rest into a box. Put them somewhere where it's hard for you to access them, and then set a little reminder on your phone for 3 months' time. And when that reminder goes off, if you haven't used those extras that you put away in the box, if you haven't needed them, haven't gotten them down, donate them. Get rid of them. I bet you they're still in the box in 3 months' time. So once you've got these mugs, one for each member of the family and some spares, clean them. If they're a little bit gungy on the inside, rub some salt on them, give them a rinse, dry them, put them back in your cupboard. Send me a photo on Instagram. I'm Claire K Creations on Instagram, of your new tea and coffee mug station. I bet you that just seeing that in the morning when you make your morning cup of tea or coffee, it's going to inspire a little bit of action. So stay tuned for the next episode where I will share my next little tiny decluttering task that you can do in 5 minutes that will make a huge difference to the way you feel. Thanks for listening to From the Heart of the Home. If you are a mum who is sick of the overwhelm and ready to ditch it, then I would love to have you in the From the Heart of the Home free Facebook group. To join, go to clairekcreations.com/Facebook group. And I look forward to seeing you there. And if you enjoy this podcast, then I would love for you to share it with your mum friends. See you next time.